Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
Cocktail Golf and Country Club, a pure golf experience. It's the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN Chicago. Don't forget, we're going to be heading to stream only at 10:40. You can find us on YouTube and Twitch. Find us on ESPN Chicago's channel on both platforms. And let's head down now to Quail Hollow, where we find Golf.com's James Colgan. He joins us on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. Good morning, James. I hope you're staying dry down there in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina, my friend.
Hey, James.
Hey, good morning, Tyler and Mike. I cannot claim to have stayed dry this morning, but if I've made one smart decision this week, it was packing a rain jacket. That seems like something you should bring to every golf tournament, but it is not exactly a strength of mine, so I'm feeling good about that at least.
That's a wise choice by you. Let's get into the rain and the conditions and everything that's gone on with some of the player complaints as well. You did a great video discussing the mud balls, and we've talked about it a lot today. Scottie Scheffler obviously frustrated with it, but can you just kind of give us the feel of the tournament and what went into the decision-making to not allow the players to go ball in hand?
Absolutely, yeah. So I arrived here in Charlotte on Tuesday morning, and by that point in the week, there had already been a few inches of rainfall on the golf course. And then, as I arrived to the golf course, the heavens opened, and it rained basically the entire day on Tuesday as well. And so by the time the golfers actually made it out onto the course on Wednesday, things had taken like a real turn as far as course conditions were concerned. It was literally sopping wet on the golf course. You could not walk down a fairway without puddles forming under your feet. Like, it was as wet as I have seen a golf course in my entire career. And so there was a lot of sort of general feeling and sentiment among the players that the PGA of America would make the decision to play preferred lies, where when players hit their shots, if the ball is embedded or if there's mud on the ball, they can lift the ball, clean it, and then place it. I was talking to one player on Wednesday, and he said if the PGA of America had not made that decision on Wednesday, he would have had to take relief from standing water on 18 tee shots on 18 holes. That was what he said to me. And so when we arose on Thursday morning, there was a statement from the PGA of America basically saying, not so fast. We are not engaging in any of this behavior. We will not be playing preferred lies. This is a major championship. This is not something we do. In fact, it's something that's only been done at the majors once before, and that was at the 2017 PGA. And so that leads us to Thursday and Friday, in which golfers were showing up on a golf course that was still drying out from some serious rain and playing the course and finding that their golf balls were embedding in the fairways, that they were collecting mud throughout their shots. And if you know golfers and you know their obsession with precision, you know that that did not sit particularly well with them. A lot of them feel that mud balls are sort of an unfair piece of golf because when there's mud on a golf ball, it affects the physics of the shot and forces the ball to do things it otherwise might not do for the quality and the caliber of the swing that the player, you know, swung into the ball with. And so as we wind up here on Thursday and Friday, we've had a lot of angry golfers about the set up of the field here. We've had a few guys who have been complaining that, you know, this is the way that golf should be. And, you know, it's time for all these other guys to stop whining. But we've also heard plenty of guys, including Scottie Scheffler, say, you know, this really isn't a fair test of golf. It's really a matter of preference. I personally tend to lean on the side of chaos, so I don't really mind the PGA of America's decision, but it certainly has colored in the lines here of the first few days at this PGA Championship.
Well, James, you know, you mentioned, and that was one of my questions, was Scottie's sentiment all the way through all the rest of the players as well, and we just really heard mainly from Scottie himself? Because it is strange that, yeah, they're going to have to play, you know, with mud on the ball. I compare it a lot to, like, Major League Baseball. The ball touches the dirt, and they take that thing out of play. But yet, we're going to allow these players to try to play their best with all kinds of, you know, earth all over their ball and a loss of control. But do you think that's why the leaderboard turned out the way it did on Thursday evening?
Yeah, well, you know, Mike, it's funny you say that. As I was getting ready to come on here, I was thinking, like, this leaderboard could perhaps best be described as, like, the Jonah Jackson, Drew Dahlman, and Joe Tooney leaderboard for a major championship. We've got, you know, it's not the sexiest leaderboard we've ever had at a major, but, you know, Lord willing, they're getting the job done. But, yeah, I mean, I do think that, that actually is the biggest story of this week so far at Quail Hollow is, you know, this decision. Right, wrong, or otherwise, I think has really affected the golf tournament in a serious way. I mean, you saw Scottie Scheffler had a mud ball that wound up in the water on 16 on Thursday. And he said, you know, that's a two-shot swing in a major championship on something that was completely out of his control. And so I certainly understand his frustration when it comes to that. And I think when golf fans are looking at the leaderboard this weekend and they're wondering, you know, what happened to some of these big names? Sure, we did not have some players, you know, maybe perform to the best of their abilities. We had a driver issue with Rory McIlroy that is we're still sort of trying to figure out the details on. But I think the real big thing here is that the conditions have really affected the way the guys have scored. And that is being felt in the names that we're seeing at the top of the leaderboard.
James Colgan with us, and dropping a Bears interior offensive lineman reference there as well. I mean, this guy's spending a little too much time with Josh Schrock these days. Look at you. Anyway, getting into the everything else with the field right now, you're very tapped into the ratings, the TV side of things with these major championships in particular. Any sort of fear from the networks about, oh, look at this leaderboard. We don't love this heading into the weekend, coming off of the Masters, which drew crazy numbers.
Yeah, I think there was a general sentiment among people who work in the golf TV business that we were maybe flying a little bit close to the sun after we started the major championship season with quite literally the story of the decade in professional golf. So I think a lot of people were feeling like, you know, we might be due for a rebound off of this. I think the way that things are going to shape out here on the weekend, I think we'll actually wind up being fine. I think we're going to get Scottie Scheffler at or near the lead come the end of the day today. And frankly, I would be borderline stunned if he doesn't just fully run away with it. And I think that would make for compelling TV come Sunday afternoon anyway. And I think, you know, it would reset some of the concerns they're being felt. But yeah, I mean, I would definitely say there is a little bit of concern right now among the people in the TV world, because they know as well as everyone else knows, you know, when the leaderboard is great at a major, like when we were talking on Saturday at the Masters, you know, 4 weeks ago, however long ago that was, I remember saying, you know, this is the best leaderboard I've seen at a major in a really long time. Yeah. I think you could say pretty much the opposite for what we're looking at right now. And you know that the people who are responsible for the business of golf are certainly paying attention to that, too. The PGA of America, which puts on this major, is certainly thinking about that. I mean, this is their moneymaker for the year. So they're certainly hoping that that things work out a little bit better come the weekend here. And I think we're in good shape to get at least a rebound to maybe what a normal PGA viewership would look like.
Speaking of the weather, today, once we do get going, they are looking at 14 to 18 mile an hour winds with gusts up to 28 miles an hour. How much rain have they gotten, and are they still going to play it down? And what do you think these conditions are going to do to this leaderboard?
Well, Mike, I was just thinking to myself, the PGA of America has the chance to do the funniest thing ever after we got a little bit of rain this morning.
That's what I'm getting at.
Just play it up after all of this. I mean, that would be pretty good. But I think they're going to commit to this. I mean, we did get some more rain this morning. I was woken up by a thunderstorm rolling through here in Charlotte. So we certainly have had no shortage of it. I think the wind, I think what we're going to see here, and this is probably not the sort of thing that a golf fan would be hoping for, but I think with the split tees and with the weather forecast that we have, I think what we're likely to see is that there will be a lot less leaderboard movement than we would maybe expect for Saturday at a major, particularly at a host like Quail Hollow, which is fairly standard PGA Tour layout and has plenty of birdieable holes for good players. I just don't think we're going to see the kind of movement, because I think it's going to be a lot harder to post a really low number for the guys who are going out. And normally those guys have the benefit of, oh, well, you know, I'll have the 8 a.m. tee time and the leaders will have the 12:30 p.m. tee time. the reality for this week is not really, or the reality for today rather, is not really like that. We because of the thunderstorms that we had, the tee times were all pushed back. Everybody's going off in threes off the first hole and the 10th tee box. And so as a result, everybody's going to be playing the same golf course at roughly the same time. And with the conditions expected to be pretty tough with the wind and especially with more mud, I just struggle to see someone shooting a 63 and kind of coming out of nowhere to find themselves near or at the lead come this evening.
James Colgan, golf.com, with us live from Quail Hollow, site of the PGA Championship. So if you're not expecting a lot of movement today, that obviously puts a damper on some of these guys sitting outside the top 10 to potentially win this thing. If I was to take Scotty out of the field and just say, among the guys inside the top five, who do you feel best about winning, whether it's Johnny Vegas, Matthew Pavone, Matt Fitzpatrick, Siwoo Kim, Max Homa, among those five guys, who do you feel best if it's not Scotty?
Interestingly, I think the answer might actually be Max Homa. And if you've been playing close attention to golf over the last few months, you know that Max has been lost in the wilderness on a swing rebuild. I mean, he has seen some of the darkest times in his pro career, and he's had some pretty low lows throughout his playing career. He's been really struggling with the swing fix, and frankly, he said it yesterday during his press conference. He showed up at the Masters a few weeks ago thinking he would never be back in Augusta again. Wow. So that goes to show you kind of where he was at mentally. I think in the last few weeks, he has sort of found a version of his swing that feels really comfortable for him. And the result, as we saw yesterday, is that his ball speed and his clubhead speed were up by like 5 miles per hour each, which would be like if a pitcher on the Cubs was throwing a 92 or 93 mile an hour fastball and then came out and started throwing 100 at like in the matter of one start. It's kind of a crazy shift. As a result, like what we've seen from Max is a version of his game that looks much similar to the player who was a top 10 player in the world not that long ago and who really gave a run at the Masters in 2024. He loves this golf course. He won his first PGA Tour event at this course a couple years ago. At the time, it was the Wells Fargo Championship. He's played really well here historically. And just seeing the way that he was swinging the club yesterday and the speed he was swinging the club with, it wouldn't shock me if he posted a couple really low numbers this weekend. And, I think Max is one of those guys who it would be a great story if he won a major championship. I think the question is more about like if his game is quite ready for that moment and for the pressure packed shots that come. I mean, usually you don't see guys undergo a major swing overhaul and then immediately win a major. And the reason for that is pretty simple. Like, it's really hard to hit shots coming down the stretch of a major championship when you're in the lead with a normal swing, let alone with the swing you've had for just a couple weeks and you're still trying to work out the feel zone. And so I think that is my sort of doubt with Max when it comes to this weekend. But I think if it's not going to be Scottie Scheffler and it's got to be one of those guys in the top five, I would like Max Homa's chances come Sunday evening.
You know, it's interesting you say that about Max because he's on record for quoting, I would not suggests changing your coach, your swing, and your equipment all at the same time. But I did.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, I know. But truthfully, he's a guy I want to watch just for the reasons you said. Can this swing, where he's at, hold up now under the duress and stress of the next 36 holes? But if I painted a picture for you, let's say Max gets into this thing, Scotty gets into it, Bryson and Rahm. Who's the fans going to support down there? Because let's say Rory's out of it. Is it going to be a Scotty crowd, a Max crowd, or a Bryson crowd?
Man, it's a great question. I actually spent a chunk of yesterday reporting a very similar story about this. I think it's funny, like Bryson and Max are probably two of the most kind of open-minded, vulnerable stars in pro golf. And Max was talking after his round yesterday, and I asked him, like, do you like the openness? Do you well in that environment? And he basically said, no, I don't think it helps me at all that I'm, willing to kind of be that way. But I think the outcome of his sort of relatability is the fact that the people who are watching on TV, the people who are attending these tournaments, they adore Max Homa. They adore Bryson DeChambeau. Scotty, I think, is a player who is unbelievably well respected, but I don't know if he's beloved in the same way that Bryson and Max seem to be by the crowds. But if I was guessing based on those three guys, if you told me all three of those dudes would be kind of hanging around the lead come Sunday afternoon. My guess is that the majority of the crowd would be for Bryson. I mean, it's pretty incredible to see the turnaround that his career has had in the public eye. I was at the Memorial Tournament in 2021 when that beef with Brooks Koepka really exploded. And I remember how really vitriolic it got between Bryson and the rest of the crowd, and the way that they just seemed to be egging him on, and you know, he was just not capable of kind of avoiding the worst instincts of kind of the mob mentality. And now to see him today, it's frankly unbelievable that's the same guy. He is absolutely adored. And I think if we are talking about like truly transcendent stars in golf right now, I would argue the number is actually only two players. And I think it's Rory and I think it's Bryson. Scotty is by far the best player of that group. But I just don't know that he's reached that level of fame that the other two have. When you see those two guys at a major and you see them around the lead, people do things that they don't do at any other golf tournament in any other environment. They are acting crazily. They're doing wild stuff. And that is something that I think really is kind of the line of demarcation as far as stardom is concerned in modern golf.
Who would have thought? A guy who used to be so triggered by a come on Brooksy.
I know.
And all of a sudden, this is who he is now. He's one of the most beloved guys on the tour. James, thanks so much for taking the time with us. Enjoy the rest of the PGA Championship down at Quail Hollow. And next time we're expecting a Bears linebacker comparison when you're giving us golf analysis, all right?
I'll be sending my roster thoughts along your guys' way. Thanks again for the time. Love chatting with you guys, as always.
Thanks, James.
James, you're the best. Appreciate the time and enjoy the rest of the tournament. James Colgan on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. All right, coming up next, we need some callers to participate in a little game. So line them up right now, 312-332-3776. We'll take the first 8 callers, and we will put you in, and you have a chance to win one of these CDGA ESPN Chicago hats. We've got a bunch of different colors. You can see it now on our stream right now, ESPN Chicago on YouTube and Twitch. So line them up, 312-332-3776. Got a game coming up next. This segment's been brought to you by Cog Hill Golf and Country Club.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
This segment brought to you by Tour Edge. Still time to get in on our game, all right? We're going to do little something that we did. We like to do this whenever the leaderboards are weird and not a lot of known quantities out there. It's fun to bat this around.
Yeah.
We're going to play PGA Championship leaderboard or CDGA Fantasy Golf leaderboard. You have to guess, is this person a CDGA member currently performing well in our CDGA Fantasy Golf series that we're a part of? Which, by the way, Team ESPN 1000 currently in 12th.
Wow.
Out of over 3,000 people. So,
and that's all you're going, Sylvie, yeah. From here.
And then, so yeah, you still got a couple spots to get in. 312-332-3776 if you want to participate. We've got a bunch of these CDGA and ESPN Chicago Imperial dual-branded hats to give away. So if you are correct, you will walk away with one of these hats. So 312-332-3776. All right, let's kick things off with Megan in Oak Park. Megan, are you ready?
Hi, I'm ready.
All right, Megan.
You got the game. You understand what you're guessing here?
Sure, why not?
All right, we'll start with Tom McKibben. Tom McKibben, is he a PGA Championship cut maker, or is he performing well in the CDGA Fantasy Golf?
I'm going to go with CDGA.
Unfortunately, he is a golfer. Sorry,
go
Megan. Better luck next time.
Thank you, Megan.
Sean in Mokina. Sean, you're next.
Hit me.
Your name, Tom Healy. Tom Healy.
Tom Healy is PGA.
He is a CDGA member. Sorry, Sean. Better luck next time.
Swing and a miss.
All right, we still need one on the board. Yep. Jeff in Oak Brook. Jeff, are you ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
All right. Kurt Strebel.
Oh, Kurt Strebel. He's a PGA guy.
He is a CDGA member. We are 0 for 3. Sorry, Jeff. Mike brought in all these hats today. We probably have a dozen hats here. We haven't given a single one away yet. 312-332-3776 if you want to try to give this thing a run. All right. Craig in Palos Hills. You ready, Craig?
I'm under pressure, yes.
All right. Sam Stevens.
Sam Stevens. Let's go CDGA.
That's a golfer. I'm sorry, Craig.
We're full
Sam up. Stevens currently tied for seventh right now. Better luck next time. All right.
Thanks, Craig.
UPS Woody.
UPS Woody.
UPS Woody. Are you ready to be the first one to break through? We've had 5 guesses already, and we're 0 for 5.
Let's do it.
Elvis Smiley. Elvis Smiley.
I'm going to go with CDGA.
Oh, no. We're 0 for 6. He's a golfer currently.
60 seconds.
At 6, tied in a 60 second right now. 312-332-3776. We got to give away some hats, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Next up, Kevin in Lockport.
Come on, Kevin.
Break the seal, my man.
Lockport,
you ready?
Porters.
I'm trying.
Ryan Gerard.
Oh, my God. He was the leader the other day. PGA guy.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, Kevin.
All right, we had to give somebody a
bite. We finally got one on the board. All right. All right, we've got one in. We're going to have to pull some more names from both sides here. All right, let's go to Chris in Schaumburg. Chris, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, Ryan Fox. Ryan
PGA.
Fox. PGA, there we go. Two on the board. Congrats, Chris. All right, we got you a hat. All right, Kurt in Naperville. Kurt, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Dennis Reed.
Dennis Reed would be PGA.
It's
That's correct. Congrats.
He is a past president, as a matter of fact, and doing well, actually, in the event. He's 47th.
All right. We're heating up right now.
Now we've given
three in a row.
Now we got it.
Three
wrong.
In a row. Ken's on the south side. Ken, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. We've got, we're searching for names. All right. Ben Griffin.
I think he's my neighbor, so I'm going to go CDGA.
Oh, you snapped the streak, unfortunately. He's tied for 17th at the PGA Championship.
Thanks.
Sorry, Ken. All right, we'll try three more here, all right? Let's go to Jeff in Hinsdale. Jeff, are you ready?
I'm ready. I need a hat for this dome. I need a haircut. Look, give me a hat. Let's go.
Mike, you got the name there? What
yes.
do you got?
Stephen Harry.
Stephen Harry, speaking of hair, he is a golfer.
Oh no, he's a CDGA member. Sorry, Jeff.
Damn it. I'm going to Bo Rick.
There you go.
So close. All right, next up, let's go to Mike's in West Chicago. Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Rich Keating.
That's a CDGA.
You got it.
There we go.
All right.
All right. Mike, congrats. Woo. All right, got us back on the board there. All right, couple more to get to. Let's go to Mickey in Lake Forest. You ready, Mickey?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to give you Matt Wallace. Matt Wallace.
PGA.
PGA it is. Congrats,
Mickey.
You got
a good helper in the background.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
A little assist.
That's
all right, Mickey, hang on the line. We'll get all your info, all right? Congrats.
All right.
Last one here, all right? It's been a rough showing so far today. I thought this would be a little bit easier. I knew it would be difficult, but I still thought it would be a little bit easier. All right. Jim Wheaton, you are our last contestant. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Chun on you.
Let's go CDGA.
No.
Oh, it's a golfer.
That's a golfer. He's in 62nd. He's tied with Elvis Smiley.
Awesome.
Sorry, Jim. All right.
All right. How are you doing?
All right, so we gave away 5.
Yes.
It was a little bit more difficult than I thought it would be, but still, I mean, it just kind of shows you what the leaderboard's been.
Yeah. No, I think this goes to show you. Luckily, we didn't play professional bowlers because I think that would have been harder. But
we could have taken, like you said earlier, we could have taken
the Barracuda
leaderboard from a couple of weeks ago as well. All right. When we come back, we'll keep you up to date with what's going on. Everyone's going to tee off about 10 minutes from now, so we're finally looking like we're about to get ready to go. in Quail Hollow in just a moment. So all that and more. And don't forget, we're moving to stream only starting at 10:40. So all that coming up next. The segment's been brought to you by Tour Edge.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Golf is on your mind and on the air right now. This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
This segment brought to you by Republic Bank. Don't forget, we are hitting stream only in about a minute, so you can catch us on YouTube, youtube.com/ESPN1000Chicago. You can also find us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. So find us there. That's where we'll be. We're going to give out our final winners, winning scores, some other little notes and nuggets surrounding Quail Hollow as they're set to tee off a little less than 5 minutes from now. And on top of that, we will go around the CDGA. So all of that and more coming up in just a couple of minutes on stream only, YouTube and Twitch. This segment's been brought to you by Republic Bank.
More golf ahead. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
CDGA Golf Show here on ESPN Chicago. This segment brought to you by French Lick Resort. Tyler Rocky and Mike Gilligan with you, talking all things golf as we are underway in round three. We're watching this on TV right now. You would have never thought there was a weather delay.
I know.
It is clear skies. It is beautiful green fairways and grass. Like,
there must have just been... something must have just come in and passed and gotten out, because it looks
gorgeous. Impeccable out there.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But they're on their way. Yeah. Joaquin just ripped it, and Hatton just ripped it. So we're going to get this party started, and ideally we'll get this all in today so that we have the fourth round, the fourth day, all to ourselves to get this thing in, whether there is a playoff or not. But, yeah, this is going to be a great day for golf on TV, mm-hmm. for sure.
You know, something that struck me interesting as I looked at the leaderboard was who was playing, like who got to their top five heading into Saturday off of consistency versus catching a heater. And I looked at it, and it's like Matt Fitzpatrick consistent, 68-68. Scotty consistent, 69-68. Johnny Vegas, 64-70.
Right.
Matthew Pavone, 71-65. Siwoo Kim, 72-64. Max Homa, 73-64. Like, are we sleeping on Matt Fitzpatrick a little bit in this event? Because he's been one of these guys. He's won a major before. He's only has two career wins on the PGA Tour, one of them being that U.S. Open from a couple of years ago. But are we kind of sleeping on Matt Fitzpatrick, or have we just kind of lost sight of him since that U.S. Open championship?
I think it's a combination of both. I think Matt has struggled, but I think he has got the game. And when asked, how is your game these days or over the last few months, what's happened? And he's just said it's rubbish. And that's a good way to describe it. The English term for garbage, hot rubbish. But he's finding it again. And he's a guy who knows how to compete in the biggest of majors, the biggest of stages. But yeah, he hit a period last year and into this year where he's been a little irrelevant. And I would even go so far as to say he wasn't a big fixture in that TGL either. He was on a team, but really didn't make much noise on any week that I can ever really remember. So he's just been sort of humming along, trying to get by. But now all of a sudden, to your point, playing some pretty consistent golf. And like you, I tend to look at the guys that put more consistency together. To me, their game is right where they want it to be. These big sways between bad rounds and good rounds, you know, are we just another 73 away, or is it a 64 today? But yeah, I tend to look at the guys that breed the consistency, and that is some of the guys you just mentioned, Scotty, Matt Fitzpatrick. those are two guys that I would expect to see, you know, in the top five on Sunday for sure.
You know that Eric Ciotti was waving his Wildcat pom-poms when he saw Matt Fitzpatrick, and Luke Donald also was atop this leaderboard for a little bit as
well. Yeah, number 871 in the world. I saw Eric yesterday and said, I'm waiting for Luke to give all the credit to having you as a collegiate teammate is the reason why he's playing so well. But big, nice event thus far for a couple of former Wildcat golfers, for sure.
Yeah. All right, so Scottie Scheffler, currently the favorite right now, plus 210. Does it feel like this is his tournament to lose the way that it's set up right now, given the leaderboard, course conditions, and just past performances that we've seen through days one and two?
Yes. He is the odds-on favorite. He's the guy that you just know he's going to have a say in this thing come Sunday afternoon. Now, whether he wins it or not, he is the guy that I think is the favorite for sure. Now, who would I like to see win? I wouldn't mind seeing Johnny Vegas pull this out. I think it would be kind of fun, and I think the PGA Championship every now and then gets that flyer. You know, they get that Rich Beam, the Y.E. Yang. Mm-hmm. And I think that the conditions and what happened this week, it's time that we get one of those. And I think Johnny Vegas would be a heck of a story. But a 40-year-old coming back from injury, I'd like to see it happen. But otherwise, my heart tells me, or my brain, I should say, tells me Scotty's going to be the guy.
Yeah, I'm with, like, I think Scotty, Johnny Vegas would be a cool story. If it's not him and it's not Scotty, I'd love to see Max win, man.
Oh,
I would love to see Max win.
Yes, I do too, but I think it's wishful thinking right now. I think he is on his way to coming back. I don't think he's back yet, and I think that's what today and tomorrow is going to expose.
But if he can be a top five
guy, it would be tremendous
huge for his confidence.
It would be tremendous for the rest of the year. 100%, because, you know, this could be the major crossroads. If he can come out of this thing feeling good and knowing that, hey, life and golf is starting to get fun again, because I listened in an interview, it was very telling. Max wasn't having fun. And these guys, if they're not having fun, they're not interested. And if they're not interested, they're not going to play well. But Max was asked, when did it start to feel good again? When did it start to feel fun, like when he arrived to Charlotte? And he said, well, honestly, it started feeling fun a few weeks ago when I go to the range. And I now know when I stepped up to the 10th hole here for his first tee shot that it was going to be a good tee shot. He hasn't had those thoughts before, or lately, I should say. And so for him to get in a spot mentally in a good, healthy place like this with that kind of confidence, I think that's the confidence Max had last year.
Yeah, and it was something that's it's crazy. I mean, you're talking about a guy who 2 years ago made the Ryder Cup on points. And all of a sudden, he fell outside the top, like, 60 in the world in the official world golf rankings. And now he's hopefully creeping his way back up. Right now, his FedEx Cup points, he's projected to jump 50 spots if it were to just stay where it is right now. 50 spots. And it's funny, looking at the leaderboard, too, seeing Johnny Vegas, he'd go up 47 spots. Matthew Pavone would go up 95 spots. Matt Fitzpatrick, even, would go up 68 spots. And then you've got Homa there, who would jump 50 spots, but it's a pretty significant 50 spots given where his game started this year and where it's at right now. Like, Homa has a chance now to maybe find his way back onto the Ryder Cup team if he keeps playing the way he is pretty much from the Masters on. If that's the Max Homa that we get the rest of the year, he's probably on that team.
You got to pick him because of what he did for you the last time he was on your team. So I think Max has a lot of great characteristics as an intangible just to have on the team in the locker room. Even if he couldn't make the team, if I was Keegan Bradley, I'd put him on as an assistant captain just to have him around to help some of the other guys just with nerves, with experience. But I'm hoping that Max does have a nice event and basically starts from here on out rescuing the rest of 2025 and turning it into a very positive year, because right now I think he'd be the first to tell you he wasn't having fun, but he's now starting to feel it. And it's funny, even the world's greatest players, as we sometimes struggle with our own games, so do they.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Charlie and I were looking at the Ryder Cup rankings and where it kind of sits right now. Not a very inspiring group for the Americans.
Not yet.
Not yet. But you got like Scotty, Xander, Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Bryson DeChambeau. Then it goes Russell Henley, Andrew Novak, Maverick McNealy, Brian Harman, Patrick Cantlay, who's not playing good golf.
No.
J.J. Spahn, Harris English.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. Ed from Warrenville last week texted in, "You're not talking about Russell Henley." And there was a good reason why, because Russell is on the outside looking in. But no, another good player. But yes, you know, the team, I think, is really, I think our standings are going to change quite a bit over the next few months, because I think it is now time, if you're going to make a run or get on a heater, you got to get going now. Otherwise, you're going to literally run out of time. And I think Max Homa has such a great chance to either make it still on points, but I think if he can just demonstrate that Max Homa is back, mm-hmm. God, if I'm Keegan Bradley, I got to take him.
Yeah.
I have to.
All right, Mike, what is going on around the CDGA?
Well, we got a lot of things going on around the CDGA, but, you know, we've also had some pretty wacky stuff happen in golf over the last couple of days. And one of the things was Siwoo Kim. Now, this comes from the wild and zany sides of golf and why golf is so amazing. Siwoo Kim yesterday made a hole-in-one at the PGA Championship on the sixth hole. It was playing 262, as it lists on the signage, but it was playing actually 252. He made a hole-in-one. It is now recorded as the longest hole-in-one ever made in major championship history. He broke his own record. He made a hole-in-one last year at the Open at 2024 of 238 yards. So Siwoo Kim is buying a lot of cocktails last night, and he was very happy to do so. CDGA members, there are many, many opportunities out there to save some money to go see some of our member partner clubs. But if you are not a CDGA member, there is no better time than to join than today to take advantage of many of the benefits that I'll go through here in a second. But you get a USGA index. You get opportunity to play in any of our championships, social competitions. We have a member perks program, to which we'll have this next month 30 different opportunities to save money and have some great buys, whether it's on the golf course, at the golf store. We have play days. In fact, we've got a couple coming up in June at Strawberry Creek and at Flossmoor. And then we send you a hand or a half a dozen printed magazines and four digitally. And then you get a member newsletter every Monday by the title of My Monday Scorecard. All of that for $50. Now you're going to say, how do I get my $50 back? Well, listen to this. Sunset Valley, if you go up there Monday to Thursday this week, after 2, you can get a golf cart, twosome, green fees for $120. Now, here's a cool deal. If you're looking for somewhere to drive but not too far and you want one heck of a deal and to spend a day just with buddies and get away from it all, head on down to the Den. It's an Arnold Palmer design. It's where they play the IHSA state finals. And say hello to Jason Wingate, the head pro down there. But Monday to Thursday, get this, $55 a player. You get a cart, golf balls, and a practice bucket of balls.
Wow.
Then, after you play the 18, you got to have one of their signature sandwiches at the turn. But then to play another 18 that afternoon, $20.
Wow.
So, for $75, you can play 36 holes and have a great time and spend a whole day just outside of Bloomington. And driving down to Bloomington and back, not a problem whatsoever. Highlands of Elgin this week, Monday to Wednesday. If you go before noon, individual cart and fee, $65. And then tomorrow, I'm heading to Fox Bend to see Lou Ramadani and the crew out there. It's $90 Monday to Wednesday for a twosome with cart. And I'm looking forward to going out there because that is now the home of the Chicago Adaptive Open. And we are looking forward to that event in June. But a lot of great savings out there. But join if you haven't and get involved with the next fantasy, which will be the U.S. Open.
Yep. Cannot wait for all of that. All right. That's going to do it for us. Thanks to Charlie Bevins for producing today.
Charlie.
This segment brought to you by French Lick Resort. We will talk to you next week.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app.